morning, we're continuing with Chayyadom, Klal Nun Aleph, and we're learning Simon Hay. In Mevorchim Brepi Oetz, or Brepi Adama, El Adabra Shehu Ikara Pri. So you have multiple parts of the Pri which are edible, so the primary bracha, whether it's something which grows on a tree, and the bracha is Brepi Oetz, or something which grows on the ground, that's a Brepi Adama, that primary bracha only goes on the Ikar part of the Pri. But that which is not the primary part of the pri goes down one level. So if something was pri ho'etz, the other parts of the vegetation on the tree which are edible, you'll make adam on them. Dimu pri adam, if you're referring to something that grows from the ground, so it goes down the Mevorach Shehakol. B'lachain, so he gives an example. The Gemara gives an example. There's a tree called a caper bush, which besides the actual fruit itself, there are other little berries which are also edible. So the Chayyadom is going to talk about the pits of the fruits in the next siman, because it's part of, physically, it's actually part of the fruits. So that's not this din. This din we're discussing a distinct, separate item from the fruit itself, which is also edible. So you'd have a tree where it has a fruit, but the leaves itself are also edible, or these little berries which grow with it as well. So that's a different. That's not the discussion in regards to the pit of the fruit will be separate. So the Chayyadom gives a different example, which is maybe more relevant to us. Most of us, I don't think we're eating caper bushes, caper fruit, the fruit of the capers on a regular basis. Usually it's used as a garnish nowadays, if it is used at all. But so if you have beans which grow in pods, and the pods sometimes are edible, so the primary purpose is the bean, which is that's the actual fruit, and that you're eating the pod, which is edible. What bracha do you make on the pod? Filohem esukim, even though the pods are sweet. Im ochlim b'fnei atzam b'lo yakitnius kimin shein an ikra pri mevorach shehakol. So if you would eat if you had taken out the beans, and you're eating now the pods without the beans, so if you're eating, you're sitting down to a meal of the beans, and there's pods there as well, the bracha that you make on the beans will cover the pods. The pods are a tofel to the beans. But you had the beans for breakfast, and now it's lunchtime, and you're eating the pods. So what bracha do you make on the pods? So they are a distinct, separate item from the actual fruit itself, from the actual bean itself. And they're not the Ikar HaPri, so you make a bracha of Shehakol. V'lodamer l'klipa, this is not, we'll talk about the status of the klipa of the fruit. So again, the klipa of the fruit is part of the fruit itself, so it's governed with a different set of rules than what we're discussing right now, and that's the Chayyadom is going to talk about. Together with the pits, we'll discuss the clip of the shell. Didu deinam cholim ela berachusan v'achar kach niskashu. V'taz kosev dal tzuker shutin mevorach prepi adama b'tzarachiyin. The Taz says that you have like a sugar, we call sugar snap peas, so something, I imagine something similar, that the pod is sweet and it's edible. So the Taz says that the bracha will be in that situation, Brepi Adama, the Chayyadom is saying Tzarachiyin, he's feels that that's questionable whether you can make a Brepi Adama on it. And Mishabura understands that the Chayyadom is paskening that you actually make a Shehakol, not a Brepi Adama. You make a Shehakol, I don't think it means Misafik, it means he's saying the Ikar Adin is that this is not the Ikar Apri, therefore the Bracha is not going to be Brepi Adama, it's going to be Shehakol. Now, if we would look at the whole thing as one unit, so that's what he means. He would compare it to the klipa. So then there's not an ikar, there's not the ikar pri and something else. It's all one unit. So he's saying we don't look at it as one unit. It's not. He doesn't feel that it's similar to the case of the klipa, since the beans, we tend to leave the beans to grow to a point where the pot is not edible at all. So it means that we look at the pot as being distinct and separate from the bean. If we would have a place where they would tend to eat the beans, always in a time where the pot is also edible, so then the Chavar Tas would be right that the bracha in that situation should be ha'adama, because the pot is just as much of the fruit as the bean is. So for sugar snap peas, which we have nowadays, which are grown to be eaten in the pot, not just the bean, but the whole thing is eaten together. So then the bracha is, even if the beans would be taken out, the bracha is a hadama. But he's dealing with a case where that's not so, and therefore we look at it as something distinct. And if it's something distinct, it's a secondary type of part of the tree, and the bracha always goes down one madrega. I want to clarify one more point about this, Bez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.